Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today is Veterans Connect Radio, where we discuss veterans, entrepreneurship, leadership, current trends and careers, and much, much more. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining me. And alongside me is my co-host today, Brandon Skolnick. Welcome back, Brandon.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, this is great. Veterans Connect Radio was a big success last time around.
It was.
So we're looking forward to continue that. What have you been up to since our last episode?
I've started working a little bit with Moeb Cap. It was on here last time.
That's right.
Do some business development. And I've got another project going on with a veteran up in Franklin, Tennessee. We're doing some application development.
Really?
Yeah.
So a little bit in the tech space.
Yes.
That's interesting. So look forward for more great things from you and some of those people. But you connected with them on the last episode.
Yeah.
So that's what we like to do here. We like to connect veterans with other people in the community and have veterans share their story. But before we get started, let me make a few more quick show announcements here. As always, we're broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in One Glen Lake, Sandy Springs. And make sure you're connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. And today we're using the hashtag Veterans Connect Radio. You can also connect with me personally on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk. All tweets and thoughts and comments are welcome there. Although I may not respond to them all, you certainly can reach out there. So without further ado, let's introduce everyone here in the studio today. Let's start with Brandon Gray from Victory Lane Vinyl. How you doing, Brandon?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your background and Victory Lane Vinyl.
Well, I've been involved with racing all my life. My grandfather was involved with it. I've worked on teams all my life. And so I got started with just installing wraps on the cars that we were running and got started doing some website work and development with some of the drivers that I was helping, trying to get them promoted. And that come with doing a little bit of artwork and stuff for it. And about 5 years of that, I started putting together some stuff that people liked and took the opportunity to cash in and go into business.
Fantastic. And we'll go much deeper into that and get Brandon's story as the show progresses. But let's also introduce to the show today from Nova Point Capital, Joe Sroka. How are you, Joe?
Doing great, Ryan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So first time visitor on Business Radio X, but have known about the network here for a while.
Yes. One of your colleagues, C.W. Hall, runs the Business Radio X studio down in my building at 201 17th Street in Atlantic
Station.
Shout
out to CW. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Joe, for joining us. Tell us a little bit about Nova Point Capital and what you're doing for folks.
Nova Point Capital is an investment management firm, and we manage money for individuals, for businesses and their pensions, as well as nonprofit organizations.
Nice. And you are a former Army infantry officer, right?
Hoo-ah.
All right. How about that? So we'll talk about how that transition was for you, what your military experience was, and then some good advice you can maybe give to some veterans out there today. But also let's introduce today to the show from Vetlanta, Lloyd Knight. How are you, Lloyd?
Great, Ryan. First of all, I want to say thank you for your service in and out of uniform. It's appreciated.
Yes. Proud to serve. I would continue to serve the Army if they would let me, but they said, no, go on, do some other stuff, and glad to be here doing these other things. So Vetlanta, right? That was something you co-founded when?
So yeah, Vetlanta, we co-founded in January of 2014. It's Vetlanta is a great organization. So what we are is we are a club. We are a collaboration. Our participants are from 120 different organizations around the greater Atlanta area, businesses of all sizes, government organizations, veteran-affiliated nonprofits, and academic institutions. And what we do is we get together to collaborate in order to make Atlanta the top destination for veterans. We're really pure in nature. We're a club. The first thing I tell everybody is, look, I don't want your money.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not collecting money. It doesn't cost anything to participate. And we're not fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
What we want is we want volunteers to come out that are passionate and have the time to work on veteran causes.
That's outstanding, and we will certainly dive deeper into that and talk more about it. And thank you for your 20 years of service in the Air Force, right?
Air Force.
Well, how about that? So I bet you saw the world during those 20 years.
I did see the world, over 50 countries. I was a loadmaster on cargo planes, so I've seen a lot of things.
Right, and I was reading your bio here now. I don't know if this is still happening. You have a son that's transitioning soon to the 82nd Airborne.
So I do. He's transitioning from the 82nd Airborne and a... at AI. He doesn't listen to me. Yeah. So I give him transition advice, and I think it's one ear out the other. So
yeah, right. So fantastic. There is our panel here today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned as we begin to dive deeper into veterans issues, veterans causes here in Atlanta, how you can transition out of the military and find that career path, because it's really about finding a new career path, finding something you're passionate about as you were in the military. So Brandon, do you have any lead-off questions for anyone here in the room today?
Yeah, Brandon, how did you deal with the time management aspect of being a guardsman and also trying to start your own business?
The business part come after, after I was service. Out. Okay. Yeah. The racing part was kind of like a weekend deal. Of course, whenever I was gone with the service, you know, I wasn't able to be a part of it, but I was just there as much as I could be and preparing myself, learning as much as I could, reading up as much as I could, and just trying to put the pieces into place so that whenever the time come to make that leap, I was as ready as I could be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Victory Lane Vinyl, you're only doing race cars or you do other types of vinyl applications?
No, we do a lot of commercial work too. The racing is something that's kind of our niche. We're not the only ones that do it, of course, but we're making a stand out there trying to have some fun with it.
Yeah, what if I need some new mic flags in here for the Radio X Studios vinyl mic? Can you make those for us? Kind of a small project for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing's right. too small, nothing's too big.
We want some high-speed, low-drag microphones in here, you know, just like the race cars, for mm-hmm. sure. So, yeah. But that step into entrepreneurship must have been challenging. Did you have a good support system around you via family or other veterans that you could rely on to help you take that initial step?
I was working at a manufacturing plant here in Georgia for about 5 years, and then doing the website development on the side. And I met a guy that bought a car from a buddy of mine, and he's a former Air Force officer. And we got to kicking around the idea that we both would like to do it. And we just put mm-hmm. it together, put mm-hmm. our heads together, put our money together, and went out and did it. It was good to have somebody with a different skill set than I had getting into it, because there's some spots that, you know, I'm not good at everything all the time, mm-hmm. but I'm good at certain things. And to have that other person to that hindsight 2020 and making yes. decisions was good.
Were there any resources that you utilize either through the VA or Army or any outside organizations to help you with that transition?
No, it was just me and him.
Figuring it out all on your own.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And we know that there's organizations out there. We know that the Small Business Administration has groups and meetings to help get this. So one of the missions of the show is let veterans know, if you're starting your entrepreneurial journey, that there are resources that you can go to and get help with growing and launching your business, for sure. So, and then what about now? What are some of the things you're working on today to take your business to the next level?
Marketing deals. I'm trying to get in with marketing professionals within larger companies to get more fleet vehicles. That seems to be the route that, you know, is best for us as a small company, is to get these bigger contracts. We had a pretty good one last year, and was able to get out across the country and spread our wings and do some good things. And so just trying to focus more on the big fleet vehicles mm-hmm. and the bigger company.
And looking back at your military career as a combat medic, mm-hmm. Was there anything you learned in the Army that is now helping you succeed in business?
Oh, absolutely. Every day. The discipline that you learn, the structured schedule, I still write everything down. I still try to hold as close to a schedule as I can. And so there's still a lot of things that I rely on.
Yeah, that's good. So it was instilled into you that best practices and some of these simple things like time management or organizational management really help you and succeed in your business today.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the I don't even know how to say it, the strength and the confidence to be able to step out there and do mm-hmm. certain things that I don't know if I would have without it.
Yeah. I see Joe over here nodding his head. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. I think veterans make great entrepreneurs. The discipline, the integrity, and the accountability they bring mm-hmm. to customers, clients, and their organizations is great. And the best part about being a veteran entrepreneur, I think, is you don't have to hide that you're a veteran. I think in a lot of corporate settings, you may need to tone it down a little bit. But when you own your own business, people will respect you for your time and service. And other veterans will want to do business with you as well.
That's good insight. What were some of those early lessons that you learned when starting Nova Point Capital right after you got out of the Army?
Well, I had been in corporate America before I started Nova Point Capital. I had worked for big firms like Merrill Lynch.
So you weren't an entrepreneur until later. You kind of blossomed a little later.
Exactly. I was in the military. Then I learned about business, and then I tied the two together and became an entrepreneur.
I see. Mm-hmm. And now you're a successful business owner with Nova Point Capital helping people. Do you do anything to give back to the veterans along the way?
We absolutely do. I think there are two groups. One is veterans, and the other is nonprofit organizations that really have been preyed upon by the financial industry. So two things we do at Nova Point. One, for any veterans or veteran-owned businesses, we actually discount down our fees by 20%.
Fantastic.
And then for any nonprofit organization, whether it's veteran affiliated or not, we actually cut our fees in half.
That's fantastic. Wow. Yeah. Making that extra effort to really show and help the veterans in any way possible is something that can only really come from a veteran himself. You don't see non-veterans offering veterans discounts.
Well, and it's something that can only come from veteran entrepreneurs, because yes. If I didn't own the company, I wouldn't have the leeway to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make those decisions and then have the company behind you and supporting you in these decisions as well.
Exactly.
Right. So that's fantastic for sure. And so giving back and helping veterans. Did you rely on any services or organizations to help with you when you were launching your business?
I did not, only because I had been a more experienced business person, but I do give back currently. I think there's a lot of great organizations. I'm a mentor for Startup Veterans, which is a national mentor organization that's run by Hal Fisher. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one called Veterati, which will help both people that want to be entrepreneurs, as well as people that just want resume reviews, go into corporate America. There's a lot of great resources out there that veterans can tap online and then find either a mentor in their area or speak with a mentor nationally.
And there is a lot of resources out there, not only for business help, but, you know, for, you know, career development, even, you know, mental help, whatever you need out there. But it's just so much. How do you know which one to go with? How do you know where to turn unless you have someone advocating for a particular organization or service? But so, Lloyd, isn't that what Vetlanta does? Are you able to kind of bring a lot of these resources into one place where veterans can connect?
You know, I think one of the most important things we've been able to do through our collaboration is discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we know there's 40,000 veteran-affiliated nonprofits that are out there.
Wow, that many. I had no idea.
40,000. Some of them are great and do great things. Some of them are professional fundraisers, where, mm-hmm. you know, their machine is just to raise more money. Yeah, they're giving back. Some have hearts in the right spot. Mm-hmm. However, they're ineffective for a multitude of different reasons. And then some are absolutely wonderful. So it is having those discussions, doing your homework, finding out who's important and who's effective and who's efficient. And what Atlanta does is you're not alone. You mm-hmm. don't have to do your homework alone. There's big companies or small companies. There's other nonprofits. There's government organizations where we sit down and we discuss who we've been burnt by before, mm-hmm. you know, who we've been given money and, you know, writing big checks and they haven't been effective. Who needs help where they're focusing in on maybe not the money aspect, but the hours of volunteerism.
Right. Right. And that's very important as well. And you have quarterly summits at Vetlanta. Is this what goes on at the summits? Is all everybody gets together and discusses this in more detail?
So each of our summits has a different theme. So our first summit of the year was in January. Turner hosted it at their corporate office downtown. We had 260 people show up.
Wow.
And for that one, it was we had the company Veterans Business Resource Groups or Veteran Affinity Groups presenting on what they did in 2015, what their schedule is in 2016, and their best practices over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Our upcoming summit is going to be on April 12th. It's going to be at the 12 Hotel Ballroom. KPMG is sponsoring it. And this one is going to be focused on nonprofits presenting. So we're going to select 10 nonprofits to stand up in front of the room and give what their vision is, what they do, what they're doing specifically to make Atlanta the top destination for veterans. And then we're going to have we're going to allow another 20 nonprofits to set up tables in the networking area.
Mm-hmm.
So for everybody to go around and learn more about those nonprofits.
Yeah. And that's April 20th and it's open to the public, right?
So that's April 12th.
April 12th, excuse me.
At 6 p.m. If you want to sign up for the event just to attend, you can do it through our website, which is www.vetlanta.org. Mm-hmm. And Vetlanta is Vetlanta. And if you're a nonprofit that wants to come out, there's an application on there. So fill out that application, shoot it to me, and you'll be considered.
And we'll have all that information posted up on our website later today, atlantabusinessradio.com, where you can link up from there. But I also see you have another event April 20th, Veterans Support Day, hosted by UPS.
So I work for UPS. I transitioned right into UPS after 20 years of service. So we have a very active Veterans Business Resource Group, and we're holding a Veterans Support Day on April 20th. So if you're a veteran or veteran spouse and you're looking for employment, or you're underemployed and you need some help, we're going to have a very special day. So starting at 12:30, you can come out and take the Hire Heroes USA transition workshop, where they're going to give you 4 hours of training. You know, they're going to help you write your resume. Mm-hmm. They're going to build your LinkedIn profile if you need that. They're going to give you some advice on how to network. And then from there, we're going to transition into a guest speaker. So we're going to bring in a guest speaker, a really special one. Excited to have him, Brian Stan.
Yeah, we know Brian Stan. He's been in the studio, and a great guy, CEO over there at Hire Heroes USA.
Correct. CEO, Silver Star winner, fighter.
MMA guy, right.
Yeah, pretty amazing guy. Then from there, we're going to have an hour of networking. So we're going to have folks from Vetlanta come out and spend some time with the veterans and their spouses. And then in the evening, we're going to have an American Corporate Partners event, another nonprofit that I work with. We're going to have an employer panel discussion. So we're going to have hiring managers and executives from 5 different companies that are going to be doing a panel discussion to help veterans with questions they might have.
Outstanding, for sure. Lots of information and people to connect with at these different events. You mentioned a few minutes ago about Atlanta being striving to be a destination city for veterans. Where do we rank now, and how far do we have to go until we are number one?
You know, one thing, I think we're under the radar for the most part. You know, we don't have a big military presence right in Atlanta. And when we first got together, Vetlanta, in January of 2014, Coca-Cola, a very patriotic company, they started it off. And the initial meeting was for some top 100, Fortune 100 companies to get together and talk about what veterans are doing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really amazed us is we're doing a lot. You know, our companies are doing an amazing amount of work. But there was 2 things that were missing. One was the collaboration component. We really don't collaborate with each other.
Between companies
and between nonprofits.
Okay.
Because a lot of times nonprofits don't like to play with each other.
Right, right.
And then a lot of our companies, like UPS is a really conservative company. Mm-hmm. We're ultra conservative. We do a lot of great things for veterans. We're hiring 50,000 veterans from 2013 to 2018.
Wow.
You might not see that out there.
No.
We're,
why is that not publicized?
So we do, but we're a very low profile company. And so we're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We're doing it because it gives us a competitive advantage.
Yes.
We're not doing it to toot our own horn.
Right.
That's
not for publicity,
exactly.
Not to get patted on the back, but because you know in the long run, it's going to help the organization grow.
Yeah, exactly, Ryan. And there's a lot of companies in Atlanta that's like that are very conservative. So the word wasn't really getting out. And, mm-hmm. and I think I think that's one great thing that Atlanta's been able to do is we're kind of forcing the nonprofits to play nicely with each other, to collaborate.
Yes.
The companies are working great together. We had a homeless veteran event last year at AT&T that was absolutely remarkable. Normally, that event would have been an AT&T specific event, maybe a couple of nonprofits and helping just a handful of veterans. We brought in 20 different organizations to help out 60 homeless veterans. Mm-hmm. Coming in, they received a suit. The ladies also received purses. They got a resume written on the spot. Mm-hmm. They were able to interview with companies and connect with the VA and several other nonprofits.
And I'm sure somebody along the way got hired and got a job and changed their life.
So the lives, we changed lives one veteran at a time.
Mm-hmm. That's got to do it that way for sure. So for those listeners who may have just joined us, we're joined in the studio today by veterans here on Veterans Connect Radio. We have Brandon Gray from Victory Lane Vinyl and Joe Sroka from Nova Point Capital and Lloyd Knight from Vetlanta. And also Brandon Skoldick, who's coaching here today.
Yeah.
Right. So doing great things for sure. So, anything top of mind for you for our guest, Brandon?
Joe. So to the young captain who's getting out of service, right? And he's looking around the business landscape. What advice do you have for him as far as a place that he can go networking, maybe learning about what to do next with his life?
I would say the first thing to do is really to find a mentor.
Okay.
Find someone who's made that transition. Learn from other people's mistakes is a great way to go through life.
Okay.
And I think a lot of us learn that in the military.
Absolutely.
So that would be one thing. Second, you have to do a skills assessment. And maybe you lack sales skills. You're a disciplined guy, but you don't necessarily, you're used to commanding as opposed to selling and marketing. So it may be advantageous to find a role that helps you build your skill set. With me, I had to build up my financial skill set because last time I checked, the Army's not a real great, you know, business school to go to. So for me, that was a great benefit. Okay. So I think getting a mentor, getting an initial job, the initial job you have does not have to be the job you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Right.
Learn some additional skills, network, meet other people, and eventually move on either in a corporate role or an entrepreneurial role to something that you really love.
Was there a mentor who helped you through that transition?
When I went to Merrill Lynch in the Equity Research Department in New York, both my bosses were military veterans.
Nice.
Stan Rubin was a Korean War veteran, and Andy Melnick was a Vietnam veteran, and they were great mentors to me.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. And that's something we hear a lot, not only for veterans, but anyone who's looking to go into a new career is find someone to kind of pattern your and mold your life after. But you can't just go on Craigslist and say mentor.
Right, right? Exactly.
So where do you find these mentors? Where do these mentors hang out?
Right. Where do you connect with the mentor?
You can find them on Startup Veteran. You can find them on Veterati. Okay.
Yep.
And then there's a lot of veteran business lists websites. There's Veteran List US, which is run by my friend Rick Yost. There's all veteran-owned businesses listed. Reach out to a business that's in a field you want to get into.
Okay.
And talk to the gentleman that runs it, who's going to be another veteran, and say, what can I learn from you? Or can I do an informational interview?
Okay. Yeah. There's
lots of resources out there. I agree that can be hard to find sometimes.
Yeah. And just saying, hey, mentorship, seeking mentorship is not something that you really just got to connect with someone personally. And it kind of cultivates just organically that way.
Right.
But you said reach out to these organizations, get involved with some of these networking groups, go and get out of the house and be around other like-minded individuals.
And tell people you're a veteran because even civilians or people who have never been in the military, they know other veterans. They're not necessarily trying to connect veterans together. My wife's Uber driver one night who dropped her off at the house, she came running in and she said, you have to talk to the driver. He's a veteran. He's driving Uber because he's still trying to find a job. I helped him write his resume. I got him connected to some job fairs. And about a week ago, he sent me an email and said, thank you. I got a job because of the job fair.
That one for sure, man. That's great. So I got out of bed, go down to help the Uber driver. And now he's got a job because he just spoke up, right? And let it be known.
And because my wife is sensitive to veterans' causes because we're married and she knows my background. If other folks in the community would do that and be sensitive to veterans' causes, we could probably make a lot more progress.
That's fantastic for sure. Wow. So I'd love to ask Brandon over here. You're out in Dallas, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
So not in the metro Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be even more challenging to connect with veterans kind of being removed from the larger metropolis here?
Yeah, it's tough for business sometimes to ask people to come out of the city to get some work done. But it's worked out all right for us.
Mm-hmm. And are you involved with any organizations out there, VFW or, Legion or anything like that?
I'm not. I wished I was more involved.
Yeah.
I've been just over a year in business and I get wrapped up so much sometimes with the business work, I forget to get out and be social.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a Vet Buds out there in West Cobb. Have you guys ever heard of Vet Buds? There's one in Johns Creek and then there's a couple other places, but they're just a breakfast crew. They're veterans. They get together and they just chat and they network. But they do it like 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But look up Vet Buds.
Yeah. So, no, that's good information. Yeah, not only for our listeners, but me personally as well. We can look into that because connecting, not only for your business sense, but for your personal sense, staying connected. I've got lots of friends on Facebook from the Army, but they're all over the place, right? And there's only one who lives in town, and we get together regularly. But we'd love to connect with other veterans, who've been through it and say the same thing. So going to some of these events is a great way to meet them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then this Vet Buds, this West Cobb one is run by this old Marine officer. And he runs it like it's a bub, it's like, you say, everybody's okay, everybody. All right, let's get, it's really fun.
Right.
You feel the connection beyond, your service. So it's nice.
Yeah. And you want to stay connected because once you get out and you remove yourself, you sometimes do feel like you're a man on an island or you're isolated.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to stay connected through, personal events or through business or whatever it may be. And so there's so many organizations out there who you can get involved with. and find those mentors and find that kind of next path in life for sure. So, and back to Lloyd here, what are some of those early challenges that you're seeing veterans having to overcome once they're in transitioning? They don't know if they want to go corporate, entrepreneurship, or just stay at home and take a long vacation. Well, what are some of those early challenges that you see them experiencing?
You know, I work with hundreds of veterans each year. And the number one problem I see, and I'm going to be really frank, their resumes suck.
Really?
So for the most part, you know, occasionally one will surprise you, but generally they do a really bad job with resumes on a couple different fronts. They, A, haven't done their homework. Some of them haven't, like me, hadn't written a resume in 20 years. I remember my first resume was like 7 pages. it was absolutely crazy. And then
so resume writing in itself is a big stumbling block for some of these veterans.
Is a huge stumbling block. And they have a hard time translating their skills.
Right.
Or, you know, they use a really bad format.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, my company, when somebody applies for a job, when I put a job out there, I'm getting hundreds of applicants. So if the resume is not on point, you're likely not going to get invited to interview.
So it's the first thing you see as you begin to go through the stack of resumes.
It's the first thing
how
you
it's
see.
Presented.
And I read a study one time, the very first review of your resume is between 2 and 4 seconds.
Oh, man.
So if your format's off, if it's more than 2 pages, if it's not there, you're likely not going to get invited in. So they got to do their homework. There's a lot of great organizations out there that can help with the resume.
Right. Where do they get help?
So Hire Heroes USA is my absolutely favorite. They do an amazing job, free of the charge. I've seen candidates where, if you write me, if anybody on the show writes me and sends me a resume, first thing I'm going to do is tell you go to Hire Heroes USA. And there's been candidates where I've sent them there and I've gotten their resume back and I didn't know it was the same candidate.
Wow. Okay.
Because there's that much of a difference. So they help you be more competitive. They put it in they have a great format, and then they get rid. Yeah. They help you translate your skills.
Yeah. And how do you translate? I was a air gunner, you know, into a civilian language. So that doesn't look like, you know, hey, I'm just, you know, that's all I'm good at is shooting and kicking indoors.
You just say I'm very accurate in everything I do.
Right. That's a good one for sure. But I mean, there were so many of those skills that you learned in the Army it can translate to the civilian world, but doesn't always literally word for word translate.
Well,
you know?
there's much more than that. You know, they teach you leadership. They teach you followership. They teach you how to be a manager. They teach you about precision, discipline. Brandon mentioned was the discipline. So there's so many skills that you do outside of your primary job that are translatable that companies are looking for.
Yeah, and that is, those skills are translatable for sure. So, Joe, do you want to say something? Oh, maybe not.
No,
okay.
I was just pushing his mic.
Oh, that's good. So veterans struggle with a lot of different things: resume, connecting, resources. You know, just getting it out there. So there's so many things that we can help here on Veterans Connect Radio to give veterans actionable, you know, intelligence that they can go out there and begin putting into play to help them succeed, whether they're going into corporate world or whether they're starting their own business or they're just trying to survive out there. Because I really want to speak to those veterans who are having a hard time getting out and doing things, right? The ones that have, you know, we've all here at the table gone out and put ourselves out there and kind of reinvented ourselves post-military, but there's still veterans who are still finding it hard to transition. And maybe isolated at their home or not willing to even go out and have that breakfast with other veterans. And those are the ones we really need to reach and let them know that there are resources out there available for them to use for sure. So turning the attention again back over here to Brandon with Victory Lane Vinyl, where do you hope to take your business in the next year and beyond?
It's hard to say. I listened to the show last week and I just wanted to go back on something that you spoke about. And that's...
Okay.
Veterans finding help. Sometimes that's a big challenge to get over that pride issue and reach out and look for that kind of help. So I haven't necessarily had so much of a problem with it. I've tried to find the help in certain areas where I'm weak, and I acknowledge that. I'm not one that would deny where I'm not strong, but it's wonderful that y'all have put this program together. I'm really glad to be here and honored to be here. I heard last week the discussion about a business plan, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm way behind because I've been in business for over a year and I still don't have one.
There's still, you know, pros and cons for a business plan
We talked about that. We did. We had some things to say about it.
I have a little sticky note where my CPA told me I should put one together, and it says business plan, and then underneath it, it says wrap cars, make money.
There you go.
Okay. That's the good enough plan for me, right? But so you're just going to go take it as it comes a little bit. You don't have grander visions of maybe franchising this thing around the country or, you know, having multiple locations in the Atlanta area. You just kind of want to take the business as it comes.
Yeah, I don't want to get so big to where I lose touch of the business. I like having that personal relationship with my customers, and I have that with a lot of them. Even the corporate customers that I have, we still reach out. We go and we hang out and stuff. And so building a network where you're more personalized than just another number or another customer is a big part of my business. And that return business is vital to my business because I can run out of customers.
Yeah. Sounds like you got your business plan up here in your mind.
Yeah.
And you know what you want to do and you have it in your heart. You're passionate about it. And that's really the first step when starting your own business is to be passionate.
Yeah. The big thing that the military teaches you is things change. And so with things evolving and changing so much every day, I mean, it's hard to put into words and stick to something like that. And we just shoot in a direction, shoot an azimuth and stick with it.
There you go, for sure. So
stay fluid.
Yes, right. And adjust fire if needed. Right.
There you
right.
go.
What about in your off time? What do you like to do to kind of stay focused or kind of get re-energized? What are
right.
some of your hobbies?
I'm heavily involved in racing still.
You driver?
No, not right now. I've had a car. I don't really have the time to
You're part
do
of the
it
crew
right
now.
Right. Yeah. I work at a Sonoy Raceway down in near Noonan, Sonoy area. I've sponsored the racetrack. Got my banner up in Victory Lane down there.
And we'll have to do a Business Radio X outing out there to go see some races, man. That
Absolutely.
Sounds fun.
If I could put in a little plug here. Next week, we have a big event coming. Some of the biggest names in dirt track racing will be there. Friday, Saturday show, $10,000 up for grabs in a super show.
Wow.
There's 5, 6, 7 different other events, support races that go on at the same time. So you can check out the information. It's on victorylanevinyl.com or our Facebook page, Victory Lane Vinyl Graphics.
Right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Brandon is either at the racetrack or wrapping race cars or thinking about race cars somewhere along the line. So
that's right.
For certainly sure. And we'd love to have you back in the studio again. If you have some more announcements or anything coming up with Victory Lane Vinyl or your racing, we'd love to have you come back because I know for sure that our listeners were able to kind of resonate with you and where you've been and where your business is and some of those good insight that you were able to share here today for sure.
So. Yeah, I got to thank Brandon for reaching out to me. I mean, I didn't even know that this deal was going on. He still hasn't told me who gave him my contact information, but whoever that was, I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for connecting us for sure. Yeah. And please come back and be a guest real soon. So
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And Joe, what about you? You got any events coming up or places you're going to be? Our audience can find you.
I'm going to attend the Vetlanta event that Lloyd's putting on.
The April 12th?
April 12th.
Hosted by KPMG, and that's at the...
It's at the 12, which is right down the street from my office.
Right. So and what you know, what makes you want to go to that type of event? What draws you to that?
Once again, both veterans and nonprofit organizations are focuses of my business. So if I can meet some veteran nonprofit organizations, help them out, give them some advice.
So kind of educating yourself, networking a little bit, immersing yourself further in the culture and the community that you're so passionate about. All three of them and more bring you out to Vetlanta events.
And to your point, I may meet some nonprofit organizations that I didn't know about that I can refer veterans to.
Right. So
connecting.
Continues
that chain.
Yeah, we're building your Rolodex even further for sure. So what do you like to do in your off time when you're not caring for veterans and their causes so much?
I have two daughters that are both Girl Scouts, and we just got through cookie season, so that took up an awful lot of time.
Yeah, okay, so lots of Girl Scout cookies for sure. And what if one of them grows up one day and says, I want to go be an Army officer?
I think that would be great. My daughter's already told me she thinks the Air Force seems like a little cushier deal than the Army. But one of the things we've done with the Girl Scouts, actually, next Friday, Good Friday, my daughter's Girl Scout troop, we're taking cookies to the VA clinic in Decatur and the VA domiciliary down at Fort Mac.
Oh, man.
That's great.
So, yeah, part of the whole troop is going out there to give cookies.
We're splitting the troop in half, sending them to the two locations, bringing Girl Scout cookies, especially to the female veterans that are down at Fort Mac in the domiciliary.
Yes, and that's great. And that may be a new experience, an eye-opening experience for some of these young Girl Scouts who have never really connected with veterans or don't know, and they can begin to ask questions and educate themselves about that community for sure.
We've done one project before, and the most enlightening thing that came out of it to me is the overwhelming majority of the female veterans we met had been Girl Scouts.
Is that right? Mm. So there was a huge connection.
Yes.
Wearing the uniform at an early age, whether it's a Girl Scout uniform, an Army uniform, or an Air Force, or someone else, is very important.
It turned into Girl Scouts helping other Girl Scouts.
I love it. Very good. Cool. Please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you, connect with you, or Nova Point Capital.
Sure. Nova Point Capital is located in Atlantic Station here in Atlanta. Our website is www.novapointcapital.com, and our phone number is 404-445-7885. Please feel free to ask for me, Joe Sroka, and I'm happy to help out veterans in any aspect of business or mentoring.
And all those links will be posted up on our website later here today, AtlantaBusinessRadio.com. You can also connect with them on social media, Twitter, Nova Point Cap, and on Facebook as well, Nova Point Capital. Thank you so much, Joe. And Lloyd, all right, Vetlanta, you got that big event coming up and lots of other things happening throughout the year. If listeners want to get involved with more Vetlanta, how would they do so?
Show up for events. I'm big on the LinkedIn, so connect with me on LinkedIn, Lloyd Knight. I'm the Lloyd Knight from Vetlanta or UPS. I'm easy to find. So would love to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. He is big on LinkedIn. His name was recommended to the show. I went later that day, friended him on LinkedIn, and he accepted within like 5 seconds.
So,
yeah, and then messaged me back. And then before you know it, he's in the studio a week later. So certainly Lloyd's very, very social media friendly, and Vetlanta is as well. What do you like to do when you're not pounding the pavement, helping vets, and working hard at UPS?
Wow. So that's full time.
Right.
So I owe my wife, Suzanne, a vacation next month. So we're gonna do that. But Vetlanta is my hobby.
Vetlanta is your hobby. And that's because what you're passionate about, right?
It's what I'm passionate about.
And so this is a mission that you're on, and you don't see it stopping anytime soon. Where do you hope Vetlanta to grow to?
You know, it's been a great idea. I've had calls a lot of people to want us to franchise out across the country, and I don't want to do that. I want to help my backyard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So really, I want to be focused on making Atlanta the top destination and to grow this into bigger things. We're shocked, you know. So I kind of set up a business plan about a year ago, and my business plan is, hey, once we get to the 200 person mark, participant mark, about 4 or 5 years from now, we'll take a look and see what we want to do differently. Will we hit that 200 person mark within a matter of months?
Yeah.
So we're working with a John Walter Thompson, JWT. If you're a Marine, you're probably familiar. They've done the marketing for the Marines for the last 65 plus years. So they're helping us out, lay a strategic vision, what we want to look like in 5 years.
Well, if we can help you here at Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio and Veterans Connect Radio further your message, amplify your voice in any sort of way, we'd be happy to do so, and certainly want you to come back and be a guest in studio again.
I'll take you up on that offer.
All right. Thank you, Lloyd, so much. And Brandon, another good show here, Veterans Connect Radio.
Yeah,
thank
great.
You for helping me and putting this thing together. And you got a lot going on yourself, too. So if you want to share with our listeners anything about yourself.
Not really. Okay. Started working with Mobilization Capital, working with a tech startup in Tennessee, and we'll see how things go. Things are small right now, and if it grows more, I've kind of exited some other startups. So I'm free to focus on those two projects now.
What do you do in your off time? Are you out there?
This is what I do.
Yeah,
you know, right. So I'm, you know, 10:30 at night, I'm talking to people about, you know, what's next for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, what do we got to do to get through tomorrow? So, I startups is something that I do from when I wake up until I go to sleep.
Passionate about it again.
Yeah,
so that's what you're doing. You're just following your life's passion and encouraging others to follow
business.
Theirs.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe we'll all link up here one day, go out to the racetrack and see some dirt track racer. That'd be exciting for sure. Thank you so much to all the in-studio guests here today. Thank you to our listeners and our supporters. Thank you again to our sponsor here today, Market Mate, helping your business produce better results in less time. It's all about speed. Go to marketmate.org to learn more information about them. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, and you would like to be on the program, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.